New Zealand cleans up after quake that tore new fault line. The powerful earthquake that smashed buildings, cracked roads and twisted rail lines around the New Zealand city of Christchurch also ripped a new 3.5-metre-wide fault line in the Earth's surface, a geologist said September 5th. At least 500 buildings, including 90 downtown properties, have been designated as destroyed in the 7.1-magnitude quake that struck at 4:35 a.m. September 4th, near the South Island city of 400,000 people. Most other buildings sustained only minor damage. The quake cut power across the region, roads were blocked by debris, and gas and water supplies were disrupted. But Christchurch Mayor Bob Parker said services were being restored September 5th. Power was back to 90% of the city, and water supply had resumed for all but 15 to 20% of residents, he said. Portable toilets had been provided and tanks of fresh water placed around the city for residents. Parker said it would take a long time to fully fix some core services such as water and sewerage. Our first priority is just people, he said. That's our worry. Up to 90 extra police officers had flown into Christchurch to help. And troops were likely to join the recovery effort September 6th, he said.